Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Pig butchering. It's a con based on the basics, a relationship with a stranger. It could be a romantic tie. It could be calculated to target your greed by proposing an unbeatable investment opportunity. It's become one of the most sophisticated and formidable scams. Pig butchering scams are a multi-billion dollar problem globally, involving gangs of organized criminals, long-term victims, and cryptocurrency. The UN estimates that hundreds of thousands of people are working in compounds in Myanmar, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, and the Philippines, being forced into coerced digital delinquency. They've been kidnapped, trafficked, and forced to work in labor camps housed within large compounds, carrying out the grunt work, perhaps, of what's been described as these pig butchering scams. So what is the link between ransom money from families, money from unwitting victims, human trafficking, cryptocurrency, and you? Jacqueline Burns-Coven is head of cyber threat intelligence at Chainalysis. They're a blockchain analysis firm. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Can we start by giving the listener a sense of how these scams work?
Yes. So pig butchering scams are the largest type of scam that we're following in certainly many countries around the globe. They are especially pernicious because they really rely on a victim's heartstrings, whether it's romantic links, friendship, loneliness. They are driven by people who really get to know their victim. They have a special just strength in human psychology, and there are literally manuals floating around in these compounds that you mentioned where the scammers are training up in how to exactly get into their victim's head, know exactly what makes them tick so that they're going to not only open up personal details of their life, but their pocketbook. And it starts with a simple investment, maybe a smaller amount, and then snowballs from there. So they'll have several deposits over time. And many of these victims actually have a fraudulent trading platform that is showing them that they're getting exorbitant returns on these investments. But that's all a sham, and it's all going straight to the scammers.
Yeah, so it's called pig butchering because the scammers fatten you up. They show you through their app that you're making lots of money on these bogus platforms or scams. They'll even let you maybe withdraw some real money to show that it's working, but the whole time they're really sizing you up. And then once they've gotten you to send as much as maybe they think you're good for, they'll take it and disappear. And people have lost a lot of money in these scams. Google is suing a pair of Chinese software developers, apparently for creating allegedly fake crypto applications downloaded by more than 100,000 people, apps that include bogus crypto exchanges like Tion RT and Skype Wallet. Let me ask you a big overall question, Jacqueline. Are these types of scams poised to accelerate this year, these crypto pig butchering scams?
Unfortunately, yes. So pig butchering and romance scams in particular have always been agnostic to the price of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general because they're so predicated on an emotional connection with the victim. And now that, you know, cryptocurrencies, like prices are doing very well, we definitely expect these romance scams to become more sophisticated. And they're investing and unfortunately tricking scammers to join these compounds and perpetrate these scams. And what really worries the community is the onset of AI and what AI-enabled pig butchering can do and the mass spread of these types of scams. So usually these scammers are pretending with fake social media profiles, fake dating profiles, are pretending to be someone else, often attractive. And we see that these accounts, there's actually accounts like these for sale on the internet. So these scammers can really pick and choose different identities, different pictures to be able to perpetuate these scams. And the sad part is not only is there usually a single victim, sometimes they'll have a family member chip in. Sometimes they'll have coworkers and friends tell them about this wonderful investment opportunity. So often many people are impacted from a single scam.
You and your team looked at on-chain connection involved in these scams, in particular using KK Park as a case study. And can you talk a little bit about what you've seen with the on-chain connections? Are we any clearer over who's behind the pig butchering scams, particularly with KK Park?
Yes, this case was especially troubling, but also interesting in how it ties back these compounds to other forms of illicit activity. So it's important to remember the victims behind the scam, those people held behind their will, often conned into taking jobs that don't exist, and find themselves being held in horrific conditions in these compounds where they're deprived of sleep sometimes, food, other forms of physical and mental abuse and harassment while being held captive, forced into scamming, engage strangers in a false relationship and have them send money. So the case that was brought to us with our partners from International Justice Mission, actually some of the victims on these compounds are given kind of an ultimatum or a ransom payment, if you will, for their freedom. So their families are levied a ransom. And in this case, we had a victim who was given a ransom in cryptocurrency, which actually gives us a great intelligence lead to follow. And when we followed this payment, it was tied, the single ransom payment for the single victim held captive in the scam compound was associated with scams over 100 Millers. And so that's just the tip of the iceberg, that of the scale of pig butchering, which is well into the billions of dollars, our largest scam typology, without a doubt. And so it shows the centrality of these scam compounds, but also the benefit of cryptocurrency tracing and how it's so important in disrupting and identifying these scams, identifying the scale. There's definitely opportunity for disruption. We've seen a number of successful cases where stablecoins have been frozen that were associated with hundreds of millions of dollars worth of pig drinks. This was a terrific case demonstrating all of those points.
And KK Park, for the listener, is pretty much an infamous site in Myanmar. That's what we're talking about. Why are these scams largely based and prevalent within Southeast Asia?
Unfortunately, it's I think the macro political events are making it possible. You know, the pig butchering has spawned from groups that were involved in casinos and gambling and illicit trafficking prior to that. And I think we're just seeing the next iteration. And this is from sophisticated groups that have really perfected the art, if you will, of pig butchering. And unfortunately, while Southeast Asia is a hotbed for this sort of activity, Myanmar in particular, we're seeing that this is really dispersing geographically because other scammers, other criminal gangs around the world are seeing the profitability of this scheme and are trying to adopt similar tactics to it. So unfortunately, we are seeing it expand beyond the typical hotbeds of Myanmar.
You mentioned stable coins coming into the picture to help with the dealing of these scams. So I understand Tether, for example, froze USDT tokens to the tune of some $225 million that were linked to an international human trafficking syndicate in Southeast Asia that was responsible for these romance scams. How are we seeing the cryptocurrency ecosystem come on board to help address the concerns of these pig butchering scams?
Yes, no, we've definitely seen a lot of positive action, a lot of interest from the crypto community in protecting their customers and protecting the ecosystem from the horrors of this type of crime. Because not only is the human trafficking element horrific, but the human toll on the other side of the scam, many victims of pig butchering are suicidal. There's documented cases of suicides as a result. And I will use this as an opportunity to get on my soapbox. Victim reporting is so crucial to enable the crypto community to be able to identify and disrupt these payments. And unfortunately, pig butchering cases are very much underreported by victim because there's so much emotional baggage with this type of scam. Many people are heartbroken. There's embarrassment, there's shame, there's fear, all wrapped up in this. And so I implore those that know someone who has become victimized to report. And I think in addition to responding, I think prevention is so critical. Talking to your loved ones. We see law enforcement, we see financial advisors, people who, you know, you would think would know about these types of scams falling prey to them because they're that good. These scammers are really, really sophisticated. And so just talking about it, letting people know if they get a text, a WhatsApp message from a random number that they should think not twice, three times, and especially if somebody you're involved with is asking you for cryptocurrency, that should also be a red flag.
Especially if it's somebody you've never met before. Jacqueline, thank you so much for such an eye-opening interview and helping us follow the money when it comes to on-chain data and pig butchering scams in Southeast Asia. She's Jacqueline Burns-Colvin, Head of Cyber Threat Intelligence at Chainalysis. Jacqueline, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.